views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio, and welcome to April. Now, to start the show off, just a reminder that Mercury, the wonderful planet of communication, has been retrograde, but it started to move forward on March 28th. And while this heralds the start of forward movement, you know, there is a caution here. Please not to be too quick with decisions about making movement. Don't just jump straight in to accept things like job offers, no matter how long you've been waiting, or to sign papers, or sign contracts. You know, Mercury can be a little bit wild, especially on both ends, at the start of the retrograde and at the end of it. Now, the suggestion here is to wait a little bit longer if you can, maybe until around the 5th or the 6th. This is certainly the start of the new moon, new beginnings and fresh starts before making your decisions. Mercury will be in its shadow phase until April 16th. And the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, they're sharing with us that after April 16th, as Mercury builds up energy and then it goes full steam ahead, will give many of us tangible evidence and show us how to move forward. It'll show us how well we dreamed our future during this past month of March. Also, with tax time looming on the horizon here in the States, which everyone knows it's on April 15th to get your taxes in, unless you've had an extension, the Posse of Angels and I decided to make the month of April, the theme of April is abundance. And today's theme is entitled, Abundance is Your Nature, Not Money. You know, throughout my 16 years as an angel practitioner and intuitive counselor in my business, Angel Healing House, I've had the great honor of bringing forth messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. And you know, everyone, without a doubt, the number one question that most of my clients want insights on is how they can make more money and when will they be wealthy. Now, the Posse of Angels wants everyone to realize that those angels who have never experienced a physical life truly know nothing about too often asked questions. And you know what? I'm not telling tales out of school. They'll be the first to admit this. One of the things is time and the other is money. So firstly, let's talk about that concept of time. The concept of so-called human time. It doesn't exist in heaven. It doesn't exist across the veil, as there is only the present moment or zero point. Now, I've spoken about zero point on many of my other radio programs. I guess it can be best described as always functioning in a whole and complete state of bliss and oneness of connection to one's divine eternal nature and God's source. And quite frankly, with this overwhelming feeling of peace, of divinity, who would want to step away from zero point energies and experience anything less than sheer bliss? Now, the Posse of Angels is also saying that the last point that they really want to make about time is that the timing of things is not their expertise. You know, many people scream and beg and cry to the angels about things, but the timing of things is not their field. This is the providence of God and hence his or her divine timing. So thank you very much for the Posse of Angels sharing your insight on the subject of time. But now they want to talk about money. You know, everyone, those angels who have not had an earthly existence, they don't understand the concept of money as an exchange for things because they don't get the concept of money as abundance is already our nature. Each and every one of us, a spirit in human form, has been gifted with an abundant nature. Money actually confuses them as they know that everything comes from God, not from money. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that even though it's part of our divine eternal nature to always be provided for in God's ways, you know, many of us have put much of our time, our focus, our energy, and attention on controlling, worrying, and stressing about money. It seems that for many people, the levels in their bank account actually make them feel diminished, especially if they're low, as they allow a mere number to determine their identity of who they are, and that mere number to determine their limitless possibilities to be abundant and create more. In fact, it was a few years ago that I was a speaker at a money seminar. And to start off my presentation, I did this following exercise. I explained to the participants that I would like for everyone in the room to close their eyes. Now, you can do this along with me, but not when you're driving. If you're in a position to close your eyes or you want to just mentally visualize something. So I asked everyone in the room to close their eyes and to think back to their childhood. I asked them to see themselves as a little boy, a little girl, and feel how excited they were about their achievements and their creativity. I then asked them to put their focus and attention on their heart and feel what it feels like to do what they love to do. I then asked them to open their eyes and write down on a piece of paper the answer to the following question. When I grow up, I want to be, and I asked them to fill in the blank. After I waited a little while, I then went around this huge room full of people, and I asked each of them to give me their answers and share their answers with the audience. Well, you know, everyone, we had an extraordinarily diverse group. We had everything from, when I grow up, I want to be an astronaut, a fireman, a policeman, nurses, doctors, sailors, actors. We had singers and painters. We had writers and scientists. We even had chefs, dog trainers, clowns, teachers, you name it, we had it. And after everyone had the chance to answer what they wanted to be when they grew up. Then I pointed out to the audience that in the whole room, there wasn't one single person who said, when I grow up, I want to be rich. Now, the reason for this was because as a child, we knew that we were already divinely and inherently rich and wealthy and abundant, because that was and is our God-given nature. As a child, we knew who we were. In fact, everyone, when I was a child, I used to get lost for hours and hours as I excitedly wrote, and I created the most wildly imaginative stories and tales. I loved telling and reading my stories to everyone. And then as I got older, instead of pursuing writing, which I loved doing, I allowed myself to believe others that my stories and my gift of writing, that was just a mere pastime, and that it was certainly not something that I should seriously pursue. You know, I stopped doing what I knew that I loved doing. And then I listened to others' advice on how I should do something sensible. I remember my career counselor telling me, you should do something sensible, like being a nurse, a teacher, or a secretary. You know, I listened to others and I chose teaching. And don't get me wrong, I was a great primary school teacher. I was also a greatly depressed, anorexic teacher, as I was living a life of everyone else's choosing. This is because I silenced the abundance and the wealth of my excitement within from writing, and I just chose to do something that someone else told me was best for me. Now, once I reconnected with my joy of writing as an adult, there has been absolutely no stopping me. Reconnecting to this extraordinary abundance that I feel within, I've written books, I've even written a screenplay, articles for magazines, blogs, newsletters, 8+ years of weekly Angel Healing House radio programs, and the joy I receive from my writing knows no bounds. I live a heaven on earth existence as I once again embraced and regained this childhood abundance and my passion for this form of expression. And amidst all of this joy, not once in the past 16 years since my angelic walk-in experience, which I speak about in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-in, the autobiography of Angel Arielle. Not once in the past 16 years have I ever done writing for money, although money has come as a result of the writing. I've done it because it makes me feel abundant inside, and because the laws of cause and effect are always in motion in our lives. My life has been so incredibly abundant with wealth of love, riches of health, and my overwhelming prosperity that I've attracted to myself in all areas of my life. How much money we have has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the wealth of who we are and our extraordinary, limitless capacity to be a magnet to amass more in our lives. You know, everyone, I had a client who was a social media marketer. And during our intuitive counseling session, she asked this same question. She said, how can I get more money in my life so that I could move forward? Well, I asked her in what areas she felt like she was being held back. And she said she didn't have the money to spend for someone to design a website for her business. Well, I said that instead of dwelling on lack, which only brings us back more lack, it would help her enormously to affirm and to be grateful for the blessings that she had already been given. In this way, it would change the energies to being positive and draw more positive possibilities into her life. In other words, by being grateful and thankful for what we do have. The universe recognizes this as we're open to receive, and we will be given more. I suggested that she start by thanking God for sending her someone that she could barter her wonderful services in exchange for a simple website. In this way, the web designer would benefit from my client's services, and it could easily open the doors of limitless possibilities for a win-win situation to manifest. In fact, around that time, I suggested this very approach to a client of mine who made beautiful jewelry, and she drew to herself, in her social circle, a website designer. She then created a simple, basic website in exchange for one of my client's stunning necklace, which she created for this web designer's mother's 60th birthday present. Again, a win-win situation. Now, here come the posse of angels. They're saying that even asking for someone to barter services with actually excludes all other limitless, miraculous possibilities that God and the angels can rain down on us. What if we entered a competition and we won a free website? Well, the posse of angels is suggesting that all we need to do is ask. Ask and it will be given. And the way you phrase it is not I want or I need, because you'll always be wanting or needing. It's by saying thank you. Thank you for my wonderful website that shows up with ease and grace under the most divine circumstances and is for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned. In letting go of the how and the when of this happening, which is not our providence, we have more time to devote to put all our joy and effort into being creative so that when this fabulous website arrives, we actually have wonderful content to put on it. You know, it is unfortunate that the concept of being prosperous and of being wealthy is foreign to so many people because they've actually been programmed to get their sense of self-worth, their value, even their identity from one thing and one thing only, and that is how much money they possess. Well, the posse of angels wishes to remind every single one of us that every single soul that has ever incarnated on the earth plane into human form has been given and blessed with everything, everything that they need, not necessarily what they want, but everything that they need to be wealthy, prosperous, and abundant. It is by seeking to embrace and share our God-given talents, our gifts, our abilities, that will determine how much abundance and how much richness we will experience in our lives. With knowing that abundance is our nature and certainly not money, well, the posse of angels wishes to ask, what are you investing in That is today's question. What are you investing in? We know from quantum physics and the laws of attraction, the laws of cause and effect, that whatever we put our focus and attention on, and wherever we invest our energies, it will bring back an increase in that energy into our lives. Now, when it comes to investing, since the posse of angels, they can see so far down the road, okay? They know what's going to happen. Some of you may be thinking that the clever posse of angels will be giving us some insider trading tips on lottery numbers, stocks, commodities, gold, silver, oil. What will they tell us? Yet, they're telling me that they have something in mind, some other really important things that we all can invest in for the present moment and for the future. Well, the posse of angels wishes for us to invest, number one, in our dreams. Invest in our heart's longings, passionately and enthusiastically fueling those energies and keeping them alive. Those have been seeded in your heart because that is a deep, deep desire of yours to bring forth in this incarnation. They are also suggesting for us to invest in our health, our diet, our lifestyle, our exercise, because when it is all said and done, it truly doesn't matter if we manifest and we fulfill all of our wishes, if we don't have the good health, and we are certainly not well enough in order to enjoy our dreams come true. They're reminding all of us to invest in other people. You can invest in other people. You can't control other people, but you invest in other people through your kindness, your generosity, your concern, and your compassion, because then that is what increases and comes back to us, because like attracts like. Another area to invest in is being grateful and appreciative for the source of all abundance, which is God's source. We can all invest in the knowledge that we are all instruments of this creator, all that is, and that we can choose to be masters of creating a heaven on earth existence by emphasizing the positive. For example, we can choose to focus on the stars when it is dark for us, and we can choose to bless the rain when there is no sun, for it's the life force of the water that quenches our thirst and brings sustenance to all living things. Each of us can leave behind a remarkable inheritance, some would even say a legacy, that goes beyond, way beyond, any measure of money or wealth. We do this by sharing and investing in this radiant divine spark within us. And everyone has it if they're in human form. It may be sleeping. It may be hidden so deep under many different layers of emotional pain and trauma, but it is always there. And through my sessions, my clients have rediscovered this passion in them, this hope. So putting all your focus and attention on love and standing in the most authentic, radiant light will be your way of sharing and investing in your divine spark. By doing so, then we are showing God, the angels, and ourselves. Our light becomes so intense and immense that it shines on others and it encourages them to do exactly the same. Our true richness for life is that what we have inside of ourselves. You don't have to go seeking for it outside. It's the abundance of our talents and blessings from God. And when that abundance is acknowledged and recognized. We have to recognize it first before others recognize it, that we are worthy and deserving of doing what we love doing, regardless of the money. Then we will truly be able to experience an abundant, prosperous, and wealthy life. And for all of those listeners who are still worried and stressed with that tax date, now only 2 weeks away, I'd like to read a poem that contains a much needed dose of inspiration. And the poem goes like this. Do not let your heart fall apart at the seams. Don't let the world dampen your dreams. Don't ever believe that evil succumbs. Evil succeeds. Don't ever succumb to despicable deeds. Don't let the media plunder your hopes or conventional wisdom tie your ideals in ropes. Don't sell your conscience for brass or a bone. Please don't ever think that you are truly alone. Bolster your spirit. Follow your star. And God will be with you wherever you are. That poem is, by the way, written by my father, and his name is Leonard Milgram. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And just before we go to the break, I'd like to remind you about my amazing books. This one looks like a children's book, but I have many people who are ordering it, many adults who order it, as it reminds us and it reconnects to our divine eternal natures. It's based on my two near-death experiences, the first one I had at age 5, and when I was right before I was the age 15 and I drowned, and I was then taken on a journey with the angels. And then I've come back to tell the tale, how we are divine and we do not die. So this one is Angels of Faith. The next book, my novel, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, it talks about my 5 most important past lives. They were important, and they were the most important because I grew the most spiritually. And then after each life, what did I do in the afterlife? I just didn't get a halo in the harp and float around for eternity. I did wonderful things in the afterlife before I chose to come back and have another incarnation to learn and to grow and to experience. And the sequel to One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. This chronicles my walk-in experience, which I experienced on January 11th of 2003, in which the former soul of Claire Candy, after much trauma and pain in her life, walked out, and I, Angel Ariel, who is in the body of Claire Candy now, walked in. You can get these books on Amazon. You can also get them on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. After the break, we're going to be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. So hang on. I'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Happy April, everyone. Can't believe that we are already in the month of April. And in the beginning of the show, I was speaking about how Mercury retrograde was happening last month. It started to go forward on March 28th. Now, there is a caution here. A lot of people, you know that they're not supposed to sign documents and they're not to make travel plans, because of miscommunication and all that. Don't jump straight into signing those documents. If you could at all, hang on just a little bit longer, because Mercury retrograde can be a little bit of a wild character at the beginning of the retrograde and at the end. So give it some time for it to move out of its shadow phase. If you could wait for those decisions and wait for that forward movement, think about it, of course, plan it, but don't actually take that that action until after the new moon. And then we have a brand new moon on April 5th coming up. Wait a couple more days before making those decisions. Let's go to our first caller we have for our angel reading today. We have Kelly in Los Angeles. Hi, Kelly. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Claire?
I'm very, very well. What's happening in your world?
So recently, at the end of January, I became a foster mom to a 2-week-old baby.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's been really intense.
Oh, my gosh.
And because I originally got into fostering because I wanted to adopt, wanted to foster to adopt and be a mom to a kid whose parents just can't get it together.
Right.
And when I said yes to this, I was trying to see if I could just do straight foster. Mm-hmm. Without the expectation of adoption.
Right.
And I also, because the baby was so small, didn't think she would be with me for very long, because I'd done it before, and usually family steps forward quite quickly with infants. And but this situation is very different, and the way it's evolved, it looks like I'm going to have her I've had her for 2 months, and then I'll have her for another 6 while the mom takes classes and does the things that the court wants. And I'm just at this, I was feeling really confident and that, like, in doing this service. And then, like, just yesterday, I had this moment where I feel like, I love this baby so much, but I'm spending all this time helping this mom become a mom, and then I'm not myself working towards that goal. And I just am a little bit, like, don't know what to do. Like, I feel like I'm
Kelly, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what I really need to tell you is that you are working towards this goal. This is not taking you off the path of being a mother. This is the goal. This is such a wonderful opportunity for you to express your love and to bond with this baby. Don't worry about what will happen in the future. Just love.
Okay.
And the more you just stay in the moment and you relish every single second of this beautiful soul, which by the way, the posse of angels are telling me you have had an incarnation with this soul that is in this baby's body before. And that's why you are so drawn to this beautiful soul. And you've come back yet again to help, not to save, but maybe in some ways to save, emotionally save, and you're looking after their physical needs as well, to help and to save this beautiful soul. But please, please don't think that this is taking you off the track, because this is the track. This is the track.
Okay.
And you cannot control what the mother does and the choices that she makes, because the court could tell her to do all these different things, but whether she does them or not, that's her free will. All you can do now is choose love for this beautiful soul and relish every single second. Because the love we put into something never, ever goes away. And when you cross over, I'm not going to say that soon or whatever, but whenever that is, and this soul, the soul inside the baby, when you cross over, you are going to experience this huge love fest on the other side, how you were able to give once again to this beautiful soul. All you have is the present moment. And if you choose this unconditional love, it's like putting love in a love bank. That's what it's doing. And it will increase.
Okay.
And it will increase. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. I just want you to know you are doing an extraordinary, this is not coming from me. This is coming from the posse of angels. Thank you. They're saying, thank you. Thank you, beloved Kelly. Thank you for stepping in and helping this beautiful soul. But what you're doing, this soul is actually helping you. Because when we make these soul contracts, it's a symbiotic relationship. She is helping you more than you know.
Right.
And she's helping to heal your heart and to open your heart. And please don't put any restrictions on how that love needs to show up in your life. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our beloved Kelly. That's what they're saying, beloved Kelly. I don't know how many people could do what you're doing, Kelly. Because to get attached to an infant like that, and then, you know, you will always be in this. You will always be in this baby, in this child's life, in this soul's life. Always. Even if you give this child back and you will never see this child again, you will still be in their life. because of the love that you've poured into them. The first card that's coming out for you is the Chariot. The Chariot is all about being recognized. And in this case, the Posse of Angels wants you to recognize and give yourself credit for the extraordinary job you're doing. Pat yourself on the back. Really, that's what you need to do. So, sweetie, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, take care. God bless you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. And I, not only kudos, but my heart goes out to Kelly for the extraordinary job she's doing as a foster mom. So let's go to our next caller. We have Sue Scott in Hollywood. Sue, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Yes, good.
Good. Nice to speak with you.
You too.
What's happening in your world?
Well, a couple of things. I'm at another sort of crossroads about my living situation, and then also waiting for different projects to come to life and not knowing which one to put the energy into.
Okay. Living situation. What they're saying is that many men don't take this personally. Many people.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Okay, many people at this stage feel in the consciousness, in the conscious collective, feel like they're being held back. They feel like they, their plans are stalled, their endeavors, their projects, their things like that. They do feel like a crossroads. There's nothing wrong with where they're living. It might feel like a coat which has gone too small, or it feels like they've got a bit of wanderlust or adventure in them that feels like they're open to moving on. The Posse of Angels are saying that not to lose hope, because the new has just not shown up for us yet. We have a new moon coming up on April the 5th, a very powerful new moon. And there's going to be a lot of planets which are in their exact station, which means it's an extraordinary time for manifesting. So I don't know if you do this for each new moon, but the Posse of Angels is certainly saying to you to set your intentions for this new moon. You can say, please show me which project would be best to take. Please show me signs on that. When you spoke about the projects and not knowing which one to move forward with as yet or to action, is there one which excites you more than the other?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that certainly is the barometer inside of us. Now, sometimes we have two projects, and sometimes there's more money involved with another one.
One has got more money involved and more people, and it's waiting around on the people that is kind of driving me nuts and wondering what's going on all the time.
So I can ask the Posse of Angels, would it be more beneficial to go with the one that has more money and people attached to it, or would it be the one that you're more passionate about?
I'm passionate about all of them, but the other ones are just my personal projects.
Oh, your personal projects. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're waiting on is the people. And they're saying that the one that is offering more money and then you're waiting on these people, they're saying that is the one. That's actually the one that they want you to step forward with.
Okay.
At this time. They're saying the other ones will be actioned, but in that divine timing. So not quite yet. Your crossroads with your living situation, they're saying that it is getting closer for you to move. Hold on. Let me get closer for her to move. And move, moving. You're not moving out of state, moving out of Los Angeles. Oh, no. Moving out from where you go. Yeah, they're saying that your living situation or where you're living now will change. But you just keep asking for the signs, asking for the signs that actually they're saying that they have sent you some signs. Hold on. Have they sent you? Yeah. Okay, because they start sending us signs way, way before we even, you know, wake up and go, oh, you know, I've seen that sign 100 times, and then we just click onto that. They're saying, they're asking you, where have you noticed a draw to, that you've been drawn to?
Yeah, I know where I want to be, but for some reason I've been... I'm not there right now.
Okay. So I'll ask them, is where you want to be the most beneficial place for you to move to? And they're saying yes. Mm. Actually, your living situation is not ready for you yet. It's not ready for you yet. It might still be rented. It might be getting renovated. So what you can do is you can put your energies into this by saying, thank you. And you can thank you for my wonderful new living situation in, and I don't know what area it's in. You can say the area. Thank you for my new living situation in this area, you know, and then visualize. I've done this with every single move, every single move. The Posse of Angels has shown me when I say thank you for my extraordinary new living situation, and then I quiet myself, close my eyes, and they give me a visual of where I'm going. Mm-hmm. What does it look like? I mean, this place that I'm living in now, 20 blocks from the beach in Santa Monica, California, they showed me this balcony with red roses on it. And with French doors off the healing room and bedroom, and that's what I looked at on Craigslist. I knew immediately because they'd given me a vision. Yeah. But I opened myself up. So this is what you can do, Sue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You're at a crossroads now because many in the conscious collective, we are now waiting on other people. And there is nothing that you can do to hurry this up. And you wouldn't want to do anything because if you forced something to happen, it mm-hmm. wouldn't happen as miraculously and as extraordinarily wonderful as it's going to turn out. Okay?
Yeah.
So they said, want you to mm-hmm. hang in there and know that it's just a matter of, because you've prayed and you pleaded and you intended and you desired and you visualize, you've done all that you can. Now you're just waiting on other people. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. It's a very exciting time. Very exciting time as we move more into April. Okay. Mm-hmm. The first card that's coming out for you is the Hermit card. The Hermit card is very much like, it's also trusting in the universe. Trusting in the universe that you are on this path. There's the Hermit. He's got his light. He's going out into the dark, but he's not in the dark because he's carrying that light of the universe. You know in your heart that the universe desires exactly what you desire and that you don't have to compromise anymore and you don't have to settle for less. So all you keep saying is thank you. Thank you for my dreams and desires turning out in the greatest good for myself and the greatest good for all concerned. Let go of expectations and attachments. That's a really good message there. The next card that's coming out for you is the partnership card. That is great confirmation. Okay? confirmation that you will be partnering with these people. And then the next card that's coming out for you is the Ten of Wands. The Ten of Wands is a card of putting down those burdens. Our burdens are often those illusions that we carry that things won't work out, that, you know, things can't work out. But they want you to know is that that if you keep intending and thanking and just letting go of those expectations, then those burdens will be released and that the new will come in. So I'd love to hear how this progresses the more you get into April and certainly into May and the summer months. And keep us abreast of what is going on.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sue. Take care. Bye-bye. We have another caller. We have Cheryl. Cheryl calling in from Hollywood. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing good, Candy. How are you?
I'm very well. What's happening in your world?
So today I'm just sort of, I've been feeling maybe for the last month or so, I had a few changes at work. And I think the angels or the universe is trying to push me out of where I am now work-wise, which is fine. But then I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do next. Like there's a couple different areas I could take. And I'm just kind of wondering, will it become obvious to me or am I supposed to do something?
I know. And to add to that, they want you to know that you are in the same boat as so many of us. It's not like we're waiting, because if we wait, we'll always be waiting. But we know that what we have done before is finito. It's ended. It's past its use by date. If there was an expiration mark on it, we would throw it away. We have felt like it's a coat which has gone too small for us, but the new has not shown up for us yet. So what
yeah,
you
so
can,
I'm kind of like, am I supposed to actively be doing something?
No. Because you've done everything that you need to do. There's no more doing. That was the Piscean age. What we are in now is we are in the age of Aquarius, which is being and creating with joy. So you keep saying, thank you. Thank you for this new opportunity in which I don't have to work anymore. I can be who I am. This opportunity, you want to call it work or a job or whatever you want to call this, allows me to use my gifts and talents, allows me to have recognition, allows me to be financially remunerated, and allows me to work with amazing people in amazing locations, whatever you want to create. And you, and each of us must let go of what that looks like now, because it's not for us to determine. And believe me, we are just still in the early shadows of that Mercury retrograde going forward. So we're still very much in the shadow phase. Once it goes completely,
by the way.
What's that?
The Mercury retrograde was painful.
Oh, it's just absolutely. I mean, for a lot of people, it's like pushing, and especially, I know you're a doer. You're like me. You're a doer. Mm-hmm. And for us doers to try to push molasses across a flat surface is impossible. And so it's a time of resting, reviewing. It's a time of re-energizing, recharging, all of those things, which don't come easy to a doer and an organizer. So what they want you to do is just keep thanking and saying, show me the signs. You haven't missed, and they want to say, you haven't missed the signs. You definitely haven't missed the signs. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out.
Okay, yay.
It's deeply, deeply frustrated. Look, you got the Seven of Cups, and the Seven of Cups is choices. They're saying, you will have choices. What you're going to be doing is you're going to be taking what you know, and your skills. They're going to be sending you something which you can easily and gracefully step into, and it'll tweak your skills, and you'll be able to do this. And you'll say to yourself, I never thought about doing this before, but it fits me to a T.
Okay.
That, that is coming in, then you get the Lover's card. And the Lover's card is about kissy face and intimacy and romance, but it's also about a choice. You got two cards about choices. And they're saying, hang in there, sweetie. Hang in there because it's coming. And you know what? You got the Eight of Cups. The Eight of Cups is about walking away. You're going to be walking away from what you're doing. So that's immediate confirmation. They told me to draw one more card for you, which is the Sun card. And it's radiant. Okay. And you'll be able to take this radiance of yours and easily be able to plug this. You're like a light bulb, Cheryl. because they want to utilize your enormous radiance and your enthusiasm and your passion. And they're saying, we're not going to let it go to waste. You are going to co-create with God and the universe, the angels, to plug this in to a new area in your life. And when it happens, you better give me a call and say, hey, you told me it was coming, and it's much more miraculous than I thought it was going to be. So I hope that's been helpful, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you so much, Candy.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. I'm so glad you called in today.
Okay, have an amazing day.
You too. Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that wraps up our show for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to all my listeners listening all around the world. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week. Weekly show on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget about my books, Angels of Faith, One True Home, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, my autobiography, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, which you can get on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or on Amazon. And do remember, everyone, fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week. Take a deep breath if you still haven't done your taxes yet. And I'm wishing you love and certainly, as always, angel blessings. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.